Bleak Midwinter by Richard Rodney Bennett, the BBC Singers conducted by Paul Brough.
We need villains in plays, films and television drama. There's no plot without them. But what do they tell us and where do they come from?
I find a seam of such unbelievable horror. I suddenly think, that's in me? I would never do that. You know, the things you suppress in yourself are there.
Alan Ayckbourn, who joins Judi Dench, Ian McKellen, Richard Eyre, Anthony Sher, Maxine Peake and a host of others to shed light on the way we need villains to show us ourselves, with Anna Maxwell-Martin coming from the rehearsal room to share thoughts about the terrifying Regan in King Lear. Join me, Paul Allen, for the fun and the horror of villains in this week's Sunday feature starting at 6:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Ha ha ha. totally capturing the festive vibe there, Pass by Norwegian jazz trio Knist, which feature Kasper Werness on sax, Christian Meyer Svensson on bass and Andreas Vidhagen on drums. Welcome to Lake Junction on this Christmas night. We've got a special guest to fill the studio with harp and song, Anja O'Dwyer. Hi, Anja.
Hello.
And our table is piled high with the sacred and the profane, the seasonal and the seasoned, walnuts, chocolate and Morpeth Station. Yep, it's a big table. And if all that doesn't deck your halls with boughs of holly, here's Sufjan Stevens to set the bells a-jingle-jangling.
On Christmas Day it happened so, down in those meadows for to plow. As he was plowing all on so fast, up came sweet Jesus himself at last. Oh man, what makes thou plow so hard upon the Lord's birthday? The farmer answered him with great speed, for to plow this day I have got need. His wife and children's out of place, his beast and cattle they're almost lost. His beast and cattle they die away, for ploughing on our Lord's birthday. His beast and cattle, they die away for the breakings of our Lord's birthday.
Godliness, Part 1, by Jay Christom, Master of Disguise. That started as a bedroom music project, run by Cypriot Lefteris Moubtzis, and it's become what you just heard there, with a live 10-piece orchestra. Before that, The Chilling Warning on Christmas Day by May Bradley. She was a traditional English gypsy singer born in Chepstow around 1900. She started work at the age of 10, hawking on a bike and seasonal work such as hop and pea picking, and she also raised 15 children. That's a hard, hard life. OK, Anya, are you ready to let the light of some live music into our lives?
Of course.
Well, just before you do, this is a time for gluttony. So here's something really rich and fat and funky. It's a slice of Miles Davis from his 1974 double album Get Up With It. And he dedicated this to a funky soul brother, Billy Preston.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Billy Preston by Miles Davis, on which Miles played electric trumpet with wah-wah and piano too, according to the sleeve note credits. But now, a festive welcome to our special Christmas guest, Áine O'Dwyer.
Hello, Max, how are you?
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but it's fun here, isn't it?
It's very good fun. I'm here with my glass of sherry.
Are you? I can't see it. They didn't give me one. What's going on? So, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a section from some music I made for film. It's based on the Greek play The Persians. It's mainly based on Aetolis's lament section in the play.
And at some time, will we be able to see that film?
I'm not sure. It's still in the making. I think it's going to be screened in a gallery setting. So that's all I know so far.
Well, yeah. Put down the sherry and pick up the harp.
Thank you.
On Eurodwire, bringing the ancient and the modern together on Christmas Day. Thanks, Anya. Will you play some more for us a little later on?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Well, after that performance, there's only one question to be asked, and I'm leaving that to Big Bill Brunsey.
Could they let you go? How's everything up in heaven? I would love to know. Why did you trade heaven for these earthly things? Why did you lose your little halo? Baby, why'd you drop your wings? Now have they missed you? Or could you get back in? Or if I'd kiss you, would it be a sin? No, baby, I'm just only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven, little old angel mine? Heaven, how did they let you go? How's everything up in heaven? Baby, I would love to know, yeah. Why did you trade heaven for these earthly things? Why did you lose your little halo? Baby, why'd you drop your wings? I have missed you. Or could you get back in? If I'd kiss you, would it be a sin? No, baby, I'm just only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven, little old angel mine?
Thank you. just a lonesome traveler, the great historical bum. Highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, was in the year of one. And that was about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I was straw boss on the pyramids and Tower of Babel too. Opened up the ocean, let the migrant children through. I fought a million battles and I never lost a one. That is about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I flung the rocky canyon where the Columbia River rolls. Seen the salmon leaping, the rapids and the falls. The big Grand Coulee Dam in the state of Washington. Just about the biggest thing that man has ever done. Three times the size of Boulder or the highest pyramid makes the Tower of Babel a plaything for a kid. From the rising of the river to the setting of the sun, the coulee is the biggest thing that man had ever done. Better quit my talking, cause I told you all I know. But please remember, partner, wherever you may go, I've been from here to yonder, I've been from sun to sun. Coulee Dam's the biggest thing that man has ever done. There's a man across the ocean, boys, I guess you know him well. His name is Adolf Hitler, we'll blow his soul to hell. We'll kick him in the panzers and put him on the run. That'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done.
One of Woody Guthrie's war effort songs from American Radical Patriot, the epic box set that Rounder have just brought out, and more from that tomorrow night. Before that, on the Up platform at Morpeth Station by Dawson Davies, Henoglade. They're a fierce Newcastle duo featuring Lake Junction hero Richard Dawson on guitar and Rodri Davies on harp. So harp-wise, Anya, how was that for you?
I liked it.
Has he strapped up his harp to some special
effect?
Well,
I don't know. That's the thing. The reason why I like it is that I can't tell between the instruments what's what.
Yeah, that's...
So I kind of like that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I also liked the grating distortion.
Yeah, both those guys like driving it into overdrive, don't they?
Yeah.
And actually, I noticed that when you play, you're very fond of the bass strings, aren't you?
I am. I do like bass, yeah. I don't think they get played enough.
No, that's what I thought when I first saw you. I thought, she's making that harp sound like nobody else has.
Right, well, thank you.
There we are. You can put that on the CD. Okay, let's steep ourselves once more in the Christmas spirit while we still can. This has been maturing for 60 years now. Merry Christmas, Baby by Mary Jones and the Johnny Moore Orchestra.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Yes, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Kiss you, baby, while you're standing 'neath the mistletoe. chimney about half past three. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Thank you. Februar, ja, der hat so ein wunderschönes Kind. Ich bin ganz verliebt, weil ein Grieberl ist drin. Ein Osen hat a jeder und a jeder hat a mein. Aber der Grieberl ist drin, findet man es alle bei. Aber der Grieberl ist drin, findet man es alle bei. Einen heiraten soll aus der Stadt. Ich hab ihn nicht wollen, weil der Grieber er hat. Falsche Haare ganz bald gehen, falsche Zent noch ganz schön. A falsch Grieber im Kinn hab ich mein letztes Jahr nicht gesehen. A falsch Grieber im Kinn hab ich mein letztes Jahr nicht gesehen. Oh, das
a bit of a surprise. R2-D2 Grieberl, in which Christina Zerbrug gives a whole new electroacoustic lease of life to Viennese traditional yodels. And before that, Musica para Danza by Cuba's astonishing electronic music pioneer Juan Bianco. He created it back in 1961 using only one oscillator, tape splicing, feedback and basic overdubbing techniques. Genius. Here's something rather less DIY, even though it started out as a demo from Julia Holter's bedroom studio. Here's the chanson in a Hollywood style, that is, world.
Heaven, all the heavens of the world. Every day my eyes are older, I grow a bit closer to you. Hats, I play a game violence are blind. Escape.
Harry Christopher and the 16 performing The Lamb by John Taverner. Traditional seasonal fare with a sad twist. This is the first Christmas that it's being played since he died. May he rest in peace and may his music live on. Anya, tell us about what your plans are after this big day.
Well, at the moment I'm doing a lot of recording.
In any particular place?
Mainly in an underground shaft where the delay is, well, it's about 5 or 6 seconds.
When you're done with all that, it'd be great to hear some of it and great to have it on Lake Junction.
Yeah,
but you're here. It's Christmas.
What
are you going to play for us?
Well, the next piece is from my recent album, Anything Bright is Starting. And it's the first track on the album called Falcon. So I'm going to play that for you.
Our goose is cooked then.
I look forward to it.
The day.
the Falcon. Breathtakingly beautiful.
Thank you, Max.
Well, thanks so much for coming on here.
It was great to come.
You've made my Christmas. And hopefully for all Lake Junction listeners out there.
I hope so.
Anya O'Dwyer. Anyway, we must move on. But in fact, it's time for some Mbira love and chocolate, served up by Hope Masike. Because of You by Hope Masike from her solo album Mbira Love and Chocolate, which is a Christmassy thought, don't you think, Anya?
Yes, I do.
Well, Hope's Zimbabwe-Norwegian band Mono Sweze recently recorded a session for World on 3, which presenter Lopa Katari tells me is unmissable, and it's being broadcast on Friday the 10th of January, something to look forward to in the new year. Thanks again to Anya.
Thank you for having me, Max.
And to all you listeners, Merry Christmas from one and all of us at Lake Junction. And I'll leave you, because it's Christmas, with Walnuts and Marbles from Joe Hutton's Mesh Music. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, the Through the Night Christmas box on this Boxing Day, opening with a performance of the Nativity Oratorio L'Enfance du Christ, The Childhood of Christ by Berlioz. In one sense, the perfect answer to anyone who thinks Berlioz for chorus and orchestra is mostly oral assault and battery. L'Enfance du Christ, on the whole, a gentle, light-filled affair. The words are by Berlioz himself. He conducted the premiere too in Paris in December 1854. This performance was part of the 2013 Saint-Denis Festival in Paris in May this year. James Conlon conducting the Radio France Chorus and French National Orchestra, with mezzo-soprano Stéphanie Doustrac as Mary, baritone Stéphane Degout as Joseph, tenor Jeremy Ovenden as the narrator, and bass Nahuel Di Piero as Polydorus. And this first of its three sections depicts King Herod ordering the massacre of all newborn children in Judea. Bass François Lys is King Herod.
Oh! solidaris. Je te croyais déjà cela, au bon outil.
J'y serais en effet, si Gallus, notre illustre prêteur, m'eût enfin laissé libre. Mais il m'a sans raison imposé pour prison cette triste cité, pour y voir ses folies, et d'un ouatelet juif garder les saints somnies.
Que fait Hérode?
Il rêve, il tremble, il voit partout des traîtres, il assemble son conseil chaque jour, et du soir au matin, il faut sur lui veiller. Il nous obsède enfin,
ridicule tyran. Mais va, poursuis ta ronde.
Il le faut bien, adieu. Jupiter le confonde.
Thank you.
Seigneur, lâche le problème. Je suis venir au corps de paix.
Arrêtez.
Ah, c'est toi, Polydore. Que viens-tu m'annoncer?
Seigneur, les devins juifs viennent de s'assembler par vos ordres.
Enfin,
ils sont là, qu'ils paraissent.
Savoir si cette terreur qui m'accable est fondée et comment ce danger redoutable peut être détourné